time for one last question. This is more a generic question. For a patient with 3A squamous, good performance status, good surgical risk, two nodal stations, both found only on EBIS, station 7 and 10R. Should we treat with concurrent chemo radiation to 60 gray followed by DURBA, basically do the standard Pacific approach? Or would you preferentially want to give pre-op chemo radiation, maybe to a lower dose of RT, followed by standard lobectomy mediastinal node dissection? In other words, we don't really have a comparison of the trimodal approach versus the Pacific, but what would be your preference? Do you think Pacific is sort of replace surgery in this setting, or is it still an open question? Let's start off with you, Billy.
Yeah, well, it's still an open question. I mean, I think one point to bring out, right, is that, you know, I think in the pre-Pacific era, right, we strongly believe that there are selected patients who would benefit from a trimodality approach, even though arguably the data aren't super, you know, strong. But the key word there is highly selected, right? And so in, you know, a more general stage 3 population, it's certainly not clear that there's an additional benefit to the trimodality approach. Now, the Pacific results change things because we actually see it as, you know, a pretty substantial step up in outcomes. And so is the additional benefit of surgery going to be any bigger than that, even in the patients with smaller volume disease? And I think that's unclear. And then, but the unanswered part of it is, well, then what will IO play in adding on to chemo, radiation, and surgery? You know, so, but as of right now, you know, I think maybe that Pacific has diminished the role of surgery, but that could change next year, right?
Jyoti, your comments? You're the penultimate comment.
So this is a single station, level 7, and then a 10. So as you know, there is so much institutional bias about patients like that that would be taken for chemotherapy followed by surgery versus chemo radiation followed by surgery versus chemo radiation alone. My preference would probably be chemotherapy, frankly, and then to surgery, and if there was residual N2 disease, then to move forward with port. My last sort of plug for, we have an alliance trial that's actually looking at patients with N2 disease, chemotherapy that's histology specific, plus DURVA, followed by surgery, followed by port, followed by DURVA. So stay tuned for 2021. Hopefully we'll have data. I mean, a number of investigators are doing these trials.
Shruti, you're the last word.
Yeah, I agree. I think everything has been said already, but there's a lot of new data coming out, and I think this question will get answered
soon. I think the permutations and combinations are ultimately endless, and you know, in this personalized therapy era, I think we're getting more and more personal and a lot less generic as we go forward.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special edition of Consensus or Controversy in the Management of Locally Advanced Non-Small Cell Lung Cancer.